Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So before we even jump in to what we are drinking this episode, we have to celebrate that we have reached our season 3 finale. Y'all, we are so happy y'all stuck through with us this season. So, you know, normally our seasons, our first two were 25 episodes each. Is a lot, y'all. And we had planned on doing the same this season, but we had 5 people flake out on us and not want to be guests on the show after saying that they would be guests on the show. So instead of stressing ourselves out, we just pushed the season up. So instead of ending at the end of October, we're ending today, which is...
I was going to say, like, we did what we said we was going to do in our last episode.
We did, yeah.
Self-care. So,
welcome to the season finale of season 3 of the Swirl and Sip podcast. We are actually surprisingly starting or ending the season in the same way we started it, with a white... We started season 1 with a menage a trois gold, and
we are
ending with the cheapest wine we've ever had on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just to let y'all know, we don't always buy the fancy shit. We are drinking some Sutter Home today.
So let's just be clear that Sutter Home is Sasha and Sheree approved.
It is Sasha and Sheree approved at 13.5%. We are drinking the Chardonnay. Both Sheree and I, however, unlike at the beginning of the season where we both drank our wine chilled the way that it was supposed to be drank, today we just didn't have time. We did not chill our wine before drinking.
And legitimately, and you can taste the difference now. Oh, I hate that I can taste the difference.
So it's sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when it's chilled, it's not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Sutter Home.
I mean, it's okay. What does it say?
So first of all, Sutter Home, you can buy Sutter Home literally anywhere. And when I say that this is the cheapest wine that we've had on the show, it is literally the cheapest. At my liquor store, it was $7.29.
That's what it is in Safeway, as well as all the rest of the grocery stores.
But it's not, Sutter Home in general is not a bad wine. Like, it's not going to give you a headache or anything like that. If you need an inexpensive wine, it does its job. But we are drinking the Chardonnay. And it says it welcomes you to enjoy an ensemble of irresistible flavors, and that every sip satisfies with rich, creamy character and crisp, smooth apple flavors. It complements seafood, of course, chicken, pork chops, and creamy sauce pastas. That's essentially any white will do it.
They basically said they're a white wine.
Yeah. It has a little chart for from sweet to dry, and it's like 4 sections. It's the second from dry. So they saying it's more dry than it is sweet.
You don't agree with that, do you?
It's not the sweetest white that I've had. And I do think it would probably taste better if it was chilled. But y'all, we tried our best this season to give y'all some whites.
I think that it was this season we were like Chardonnay heavy.
We were Chardonnay heavy. But
like we just can't like...
We do our best, guys.
Let's just live in who we are, okay? We like find a brand or find a type we like, and we'll just be like, let's try all of them.
Yeah.
So, it's okay. I mean, it's not... okay, so full transparency, Sutter Home and like Barefoot and all the rest of them are no stranger to me. So like, I've had this wine before.
Yeah.
Probably had every single one of the Sutter Homes. So yeah. I'm like, it's a Chardonnay. It gets the job done.
Your basic Chardonnay.
It tastes like a basic Chardonnay and it gets the job done. It's not bad. It doesn't give you a headache either.
No.
I'm willing to say that from experience.
It doesn't. That it doesn't. I drank Sutter Home back in my non-...
Your baby
wine
days.
Your baby wine days. Yep. So I am very familiar with what Sutter Home tastes like. But it's not a bad wine. Y'all know I don't really fuss with the whites. But this one isn't a bad white. It would probably taste a lot better if it's chilled, but the fact that it doesn't taste as bad
That's the thing. Gotcha. I was like, man, we should. We definitely didn't, because we forgot that we were doing a white. And so like when we did this, we were like, oh,
yeah.
So we didn't even give ourselves 30 minutes.
Nope, not at all. But we wanted to end the season on something of a fun note, I guess, because you saw by the episode title, we are now entering year 35, because both Sheree and I, after this episode, Sheree literally the week after this episode comes out, and me a month later, will be turning 35, guys.
Go show. It's your birthday. We gonna have, it's sugar.
We gonna sit the, you already know what to do.
And you know we don't give up, because that's your birthday.
My birthday is the 22nd.
Sheree's birthday is September 22nd, and my birthday is October 12th. We are the babies of our friend group. I am actually, out of all of us, out of my five guy friends, I'm the last to turn 35.
It's so sad, though.
The first one turned 35 all the way back in March.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In February. February and March.
February.
February.
Who was it the first? I know Brandon's like the second of y'all group.
No, he's a third. Mike is in February. And then Marcus is in March, right before Cyrus's.
And then
Cyrus. And then it is Ryan. And then Rajesh.
Yep.
Sheesh. And then me. Yeah. That Ryan and Rajesh are both like a day apart in May, the 23rd and the 25th.
Look, I was gonna say you better than me. I don't remember.
I'm almost positive. I told
you, if it's not.
I think Ryan comes first, actually. It might be Rajesh. Rajesh.
See, now you gotta figure it out. I gotta check my calendar, because Rajesh edits. Like, they'll listen. I was gonna say, and Rajesh is going to get on.
Yeah, so Ryan's first. Ryan's the 23rd, and then Rajesh is the 25th. And then I Sheree's in there in September.
I am the last day of Virgo. I am the first day of fall.
I round out the group in October. So I've always been the youngest out of my friends. My husband's birthday is in July. He's 4 months older than me. So yeah, we're turning 35 this year, guys.
You know, I don't like to think about it, because my body is already reacting to it. Yeah, I told y'all, like, I tweaked my knee somehow. I don't even know. I was walking down the steps. I promise you, I wasn't doing anything. Like, I wasn't doing anything trifling. I wasn't doing anything strenuous. I walked down the steps carrying my child that I carried. What the? I was so, like, I legitimately was like, oh, God, Brandon, come get the baby.
Oh,
my knee.
So 35, like, I think we talked about this last episode that, you know, we're about to be in that other age bracket. It normally goes 18.
We're past the grownest.
34. We are now going to be in the 35. So I think it's like 55, y'all. We're in that.
Hey,
that
it's 50. It's 50.
Or 50. Yeah. So we are about to be in that age bracket. I will say, if you've listened to any of the show at all, I wasn't a huge fan of my 20s. I didn't really fucks with it. It was not the best to me. My 30s be hitting.
My 20s was lit. I don't know about you, but my 20s was where I lived my life.
I had fun in my 20s. I would never go back to my 20s, though. I would
go back to my 20s if I could.
I would probably, if I went back to my 20s, it would be the later half of my 20s.
For me, well, see, so here's the funny thing about my 20s. I met Brandon at 21. So, like, I was 21, about to be 22. Yeah. So, legitimately, I've been in a relationship my entire 20s.
Yeah.
But I had lots of fun in my 20s. Yeah. Because that's also when I went to live in New York, and, like, the friendships I made. Like, that was grad school for me. That was, like, all the moving and all the life lessons. So, I'm like, I had so much fun that I didn't think of.
Yeah.
And into my 30s. Like, my 30s literally was when I became a parent. Like, I'm pretty sure I was pregnant on my 30th birthday. 29 to 30, and that was when I was in my boss bitch mode. Yeah, because I was a manager by before I was 30.
I gave birth at 31. I had just turned 31.
Yeah, I think I was pregnant at 30, and
I was
gave
not
birth
pregnant at
and
30,
like,
because I was in Greece for my 30th birthday.
Woo! So So Sasha wanted me to like to keep my energy that I have because y'all didn't see it. Yes, so I have keep to keep that same energy.
So what you doing? What you doing on your birthday?
Every year on my birthday, which this pandemic threw it all off because I, you know, I'm a therapist, so I don't really be doing a lot at school. I work in a school, so I don't be doing a lot. I wear, you know, slacks and whatever, but no matter where I've been and whatever job I wear, I stunt on them hoes. Okay. I give what needs to be given. Okay. I know the assignment and I execute well. So that's the day when I come in, hair done, makeup, a dress, usually a dress, or some kind of like outfit, heels. Okay. Step it.
Heels.
Okay. Heels.
Nice.
My birthday is the day that I do not walk past my office more. I do not walk up and down steps. I am not doing much. You are not getting shit out of me this day. I am here to be examined, looked at, and celebrated. Okay? Whereas some people take off their birthday, I do not take off my birthday. No. You're going to get all of this.
I don't take off on my birthday either. I think as the older I've gotten, my birthday, I used to be really big into my birthday. Like, mm-hmm. really big into it. The older I get, it's for me somewhat turned into another day.
Do you think that a part of that is because Stokely's birthday is so close to yours now?
It is. So, but I think I was doing that before he was born, but he definitely makes it more
easier
to celebrate my birthday because my son was born literally 7 days after my birthday.
Like 1 week.
7 days to the day, a full week. And so, you know, he'll be four this year. And so my birthday pretty much gets overshadowed because I'm planning for his birthday party the following weekend.
Yeah, and Sasha don't have small parties.
Like the week of my birthday. So like, for example, my birthday is on the 12th this year. His party's the 16th. So the week of my birthday, mm-hmm. I'll be planning for his
and
birthday.
And Sasha ain't the person who don't have parties. So like, he's always going to have a party and he's always going to have a big party.
He's going to have a party until he says he does not want them anymore.
So he's always has a party. Like me, Brendan and me, like, I'd be like, we're going to throw a cookout, sweetie. We're going to have some cupcakes and stuff. Like we most of the time do not have a party. We'll have a big one for the big ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the pandemic stopped last year and this year we were still kind of like in that. Well, we were moving and it was still like, in this weird rise and fall, because I was going to do something and I was like, huh, you mean be around a lot of people like in an unknown space? I was like, no, it's fine. Cupcakes. Well,
we always just have house parties. So
exactly. Well, that's what we ended up having. But you know, your house parties, see, she says house parties, y'all. She lies. Because she has events. She has events at her house. It's not a house party. House party is what I have where you got hot dogs and hamburgers and she has a dessert table.
I do.
She has a photographer.
That's the best part.
She has a dessert table. That was
only
photographer.
The photographer was only his first birthday, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you.
But no, I think that's why. Like,
but no, that's
I don't.
Why you don't do a lot for your birthday.
Yeah, he kind of overshadows that. But yeah, and I've always like as I've gotten older too, pretty much in January of the year that my birthday is in, I will start saying however old I'm turning. So, like, if you ask me in January, like, oh, how old are you? Instead of me saying 35, I'll be like, oh, I'm turning 36. Like, that's what I'll do until my birthday.
Nah. So you asked me today. You asked me the day before my birthday. Oh, I'm young. I'm still 34.
Well, I think I do it as a way to get myself mentally ready to turn. Because I, like, 30 for me was a scary number to turn 30. Like I was like, oh, 30, like you gotta have everything.
I think for me
30.
So I think for me it was the exact opposite because I was in the midst of like, if I'm not mistaken, I was pregnant.
Yeah.
I was pregnant for my 30th birthday. So it was like all of these milestones that you're like, and I was like, eh, I'm somewhere in that. I'm falling somewhere in there, I guess. But I also was like, I've accomplished a lot when I turned 30. So like now at 35, I am now in the career that I tell myself I wanted 5 years ago. Yeah. I am literally doing the job that I saw 5-6 years ago and said, ooh, if I go into this place, this is the job I want. I'm doing that job. So it's like, I don't have any, I do want another kid. So I'm like, for me, the clock ticks where I'm like 35. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Is this where they start saying I'm high risk?
You will have a geriatric.
I will not ever use the term geriatric pregnancy. I don't give a damn. I can be 50 and I'll be like, what? No. No.
I think, like, I definitely feel that way. I feel at coming into 35, like, career wise, I'm fine with my job finally.
Yeah.
Like, finances, money wise, yeah. House wise, like, kid wise, I'm mm-hmm. good. Like,
and that's the thing. I don't think that, like, if you would have asked me 10 years ago where I would be at 35, I promise you, I didn't know. And I mean, and I didn't know in terms of like, would I be in my career? Would I be?
I didn't see like where we live mm-hmm. In our future for right now.
You said that. Yeah, you said that, yeah, you thought this was like a retirement type thing. Didn't you didn't think you'd be like living the
by the time we were 35. And actually by the time this episode comes out, September 11th is our moving anniversary. So we've mm-hmm. actually been in the house for a year. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see that by the time we turned 35. I mean, you could, no matter what age you asked me, I always knew my husband was gonna be there.
You so knew the husband part. That staple. Wasn't the question. That was the staple. No, like, if for example, like me, I knew who I was with. I was with the same person. So I was like, we'll probably be married, probably have a kid. I knew that part. Having a house, like, especially the house that I have, couldn't imagine that.
Yeah.
The year of 34, I look back at the year of 34, and it was just such an emotional ride for us. Like, It was transformative in a lot of different ways for me, because we've had a lot of loss. Like, like I said, the house that we're in, you know, like the house that we're in is inherited, but inherited, but we took it over. And so we definitely bought a house. But the house that I have is a house that I'm like, I never in my wildest dreams thought I would have a house as big as I have. Like, I feel rich. Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like I am a different level of something. Like, when I show people my house, they be like, yes, like
I'm not saying that to brag, but
no, but like, it's like the things that you sit down, no, it's to sit down and you look and you're just like, what the, like, I feel accomplished, but it feels surreal. That's the word. It, like, the accomplishments that I've had at 35, it feels surreal.
It's always been hard, and I'm not saying any of this to sound self-centered or brag at all about my life. I've been very blessed with how my life mm-hmm. has turned out. But all of the typical things outside of kids and marriage that happened in my late 20s, early 30s, I, like, what you're supposed to do by the time you're 30, 35, I did really young. Like, I had a house when I was 22 years old.
Yeah, I was trying to say, you had a house for a while.
Yeah, like, this is my husband's first house, but, like, this is my second at this point in my life. And so it's always mm-hmm. hard for me to picture what comes next, because I've been lucky enough that life for me hasn't been that hard. But I have, where I've experienced loss has been like bad, right? Like, I lost my dad at 25, like 10 years ago, I lost my dad, 24. Obviously my relationship, I've always said my relationship has been the hardest thing in my life, because I wholeheartedly believe that, God was like, we gonna make the rest of your life easy and you gonna have all your struggles right here with this man. And you gonna have to just work that out.
Like, I think that, I was like, everything else would be easy, had, like, with all this right the struggles. Here. So you're like, all the rest we got together, you focus your energy. And so for me, it's been the same type of blessed / like I said, before I was 30, I was like a legitimate boss, and I never wanted that. I truly never wanted it. Like, I avoided it like the fucking plague, as a matter of fact. And at the end of the day, it was like, okay, so you're a manager. You are like literally running a program. Never thought you'd do that. So I had already accomplished like my accomplishments with my licensure and everything like that, where people are like, social workers don't make no money. I'm like, who, where?
Yeah.
Who? What? Yeah. No, you can make lots of money. You're fine. So I did that. I knew that we wanted to buy a house. I never put a timeline on my house. That's the other thing, is I never put a lot of timelines on. I knew I wanted to have a kid. I didn't exactly care what date or what time. Yeah. I knew that I was like, I had a time frame for, I wanted to be married for a year. That was it. Like, it'll give us time for us to know us and know us being married after that. And whenever it happens, it happens. So that was my time frame for having a kid. It happened really quick. I was like, okay, oh, we're parents. Like, we were like, okay, we're going to have a kid. Like, 2 months later, I was pregnant. And I was like, so, we're about married to be parents.
I was pregnant on our 1 year anniversary.
See?
So, yeah.
Like, so that's where it's like, you sit there and I'm thinking about all the things. I was like, the only thing I didn't have a time frame was, I know that I still have things I want to accomplish. And I think, I guess for me, I work in 5 year intervals. So, like, now,
40.
Yeah, now I'm looking at like, okay, what do I want to accomplish by 40? Yeah. Which to me, when we were 20, 40 sounded older.
I was about to say, ain't now, that scary that 40's 4 years or 5 years away?
It's really not that far. And I'm like, what?
Like, how did we get so close to 40?
How are we closer to 50 than we are to like 20?
Yes.
I don't understand. Help me understand this. I don't
like,
get it.
Like, my 30s for me, though, what I found changed in my 30s is definitely my friend circle. Like,
yeah.
And I've always had a small friend circle. It definitely got smaller. But the friendships got
deeper.
Yeah, like they were, yeah, deeper.
I knew you was like gonna struggle with the word. Like, you did. I was like, she's trying to say deeper.
Yes.
The depth of the friendships grew, but the actual amount got smaller.
Yeah, I lost a couple friends.
I mean, like, and for me, I've kept the same, like, pretty much the same friends that I had at the age of 30, I pretty much have now. Yeah. Like, I don't make, like, I actually was hanging out with my last friend that I made, and she didn't realize, number one, that we'd been friends as long as we'd been. And I said, oh, yeah, you were my last friend. I just want you to know, I don't make friends. Like, it takes me a while. I have new coworkers, and, like, I love my new coworkers, but I still struggle to, like, put people into that, like, that support, that friend. I was like, like, I have work friends.
Yeah.
Like, work friends are not friends. It's like, no, they're people I work with who I'm cool with.
Yeah.
Like, the friends where I'm like, I know your family, and we, like, talk, and we hang out, and we emotionally support each other. Yeah, that takes time, and I don't do that often. That's why I've had the same friends.
The one thing I'm proud about myself in my 30s, and this was just an extension of me in my 20s, but as I get older, it's definitely the level of no fucks given, and y'all just gonna have to take this version of Sasha and deal with it, or don't. But this is who you getting, and I'm at a place where I'm okay with that. When I was younger, like, definitely bothered me to, like, if I was in a certain way, or if people didn't like me, or, like, you know, I always felt like I had to be something that I was not, different. I felt like I couldn't be who I was, but now I'm good. Like, this is me, and y'all can take it, y'all cannot take it. And that's what's gonna be.
So for me, my 20s into my 30s, I think my 30s was the time where I realized that I actually can do, that was my years of discovering that I actually can do what I thought I couldn't do. So that's the time where I said, I know what my next steps want to be. I know that it was the groundwork for where I am now. Because it's the, in this year, because we've talked about in year 35, what are the things we talked about? I think in the beginning of the season, we actually talked about, like, the fact that I'm about to start private practice, which never cared to do. Everything that I said, like, if you asked me 10 years ago that I wanted to, I despised it. I never wanted to do it, didn't even think of it, but that wasn't the time for me to think about it. It wasn't the position. It wasn't the job that I could focus that attention. Now I'm like, I am getting ready to start a private practice, and I think I'm going to end up doing a group private practice because I figured out that that's like more conducive to what I want. So I was like, absolutely. So I'm like, I figured out I wanted to do a private practice. I know that I want to do a PhD. I like school.
You try to pile on them student loans.
Well, I mean, like at the end of the day, I'm a social worker. So like the loans is going to be the loans. I mean, they ain't going nowhere anytime soon. I'm in six figures. So what's a couple of more thousand? But also I'm in public service. So I'm like, y'all going to take this back. Thank you. But I do know that I want to do a PhD because I am pulled in a direction that I never was pulled in. Yeah. And that only came in my 30s. So in the 5 years, like everything has been refined.
I feel like that about my business. Like, yeah. I feel like in my business, I'm finally at a place that makes sense for me. Mm-hmm. And like, I can talk about things that I know in my business and feel confident. And other people like hear me and are like, yeah, she knows what she's talking about. Like,
and that's where I'm getting to. Like, I am at that place in my like social work, my therapy, where I am the go-to for it. It's crazy because I still struggle with, I guess they call it imposter syndrome, right? Where I'm sitting there like, why do y'all keep asking me to do stuff? And I have to sometimes sit back and be like, it's because you that bitch. Like, you know what you're doing. Like, you aren't just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. You're not just sitting on your ass and don't know what you're doing. I'm like, I actually know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I understand, like, where it comes from. I understand how to connect with people. I'm a good presenter. I have to be able to tell myself these things where people are saying, oh, you've got that. You're great at that. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, I am. That's what's happened in my 30s, being able to take a compliment.
What do you hope? So let's play the exercise of where do you see your life by the time you turn 40 in 5 years?
So, I mean, I want another kid. So what? No. Just one more. Like, I do want, like, as I said, I want to have another kid. And, you know, I want to have another kid like in the next year, no more than the next 2 years. I'm going to have another kid. So I'm going to have another kid. We're going to do that thing. And just growing and thriving in my business. So, like, I'm still going to be working my job because this is the job I like. I don't see me leaving this job. Yeah. Like, there's got to be something amazing that, you know, I don't even see yet. As I said, I am a big person on the manifestation stuff. So, like, I saw this job. I have this job. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I haven't yet seen anything other than the fact that I did, like, sit down and say, I'm going to get a PhD. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that I'll be in my PhD or else like working towards that. If I don't already have it, I'll probably be almost having it. It takes about 3 to 5 years, you know.
Oh, you Dr. Cyrus.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, do it. Do it how you do it.
Start calling you but, now. That like, way you get used to it.
I'm just saying, don't worry. But I know that that's what I want to do. It's like that is, I've seen the big picture of my life. And that's why I say imposter syndrome is a bitch because I've seen the big picture. Everything that I'm doing and everything that I've done in this year and these past years have led me to a place where I'm like, I know that this is where it's leading me to. I just have to be not brave enough to do it. I have to be like unscared. I got to get out my own way.
So it sounds like you have your shit, at least where you want to be when you're 40. You got some of it.
I mean, it's like, I know that at the end of the day that I have bigger plans than now. I don't know how they're going to look or how they'll manifest, but I do know that there is more that I want to accomplish. So yeah, I mean, in my mind, I'm like on the path to be that person for the area subject of like what I'm studying and what I've like doing. So yeah. So by 40, you know, we'll see where I am on that.
I think for me, for 40.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me see with Sasha, because, you know, you got your planning.
If I'm manifesting anything, it's my ass still being at home and not having to go into my day job.
You didn't say that.
Ever again. Because this lifestyle works for me.
You did say that.
I've flourished in this season at home. And I, I like being this mother. I like being this person right here. This who has this calendar and all the activities and stuff.
And can do them.
Yeah, I like being that person. I think by the time I'm 40, we'll still be where we are housewives. Probably like gotten stuff done to the house that we want to get done. May or may not have a promotion on my job. I'm not really looking for one, but lots of people are retiring, so it might be thrust upon me at some point.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I for me, 40 means like I've been places. Like I want to that's what COVID threw a wrench in for us, like our travel. And
oh yeah, I didn't even mention that. That's definitely something I want to be consistently like knocking off countries and knocking off places to visit.
Yeah, I just want to see the world. Like especially because the older I get, the more I realize this country kind of sucks.
I hope you ain't just realized that. Like the older you get, the more you realize it.
Yes. How, in the various ways in which it's
there. We go. I'm right there with you. It's like I've always known this country is shit. I mean, yeah. I love the country, but at the same time,
we're lucky to have been born here. But there are other countries doing things vastly better than what we're doing.
And we'll continue to because we choose to have our head up our ass too much to like even see
we're
anyone else
into individualism. If you
know, there's places that believe that say that we warn that when you go to an underdeveloped country, we count as like the underdeveloped countries.
I'm sure. We're not number one in as many. We're not
in most of anything except for we're not number one except for in like
how much
guns.
We spend on the military.
Yeah, military spending, guns, and deaths, and prison population.
I hung up in my office because we got the house painted. So I have this wall calendar, or not calendar, this wall map. We used to have it in our basement. Now it's in my office. And we put pins in it every time we go somewhere. And so in November, we had to change our Thailand trip. So now we're going to South America. We're going to go to Panama and Colombia. And so that will be five out of seven continents that we have gone to. I'm just going to chalk it up and say we'll make it to six out of seven because I have no plans on going to Antarctica.
There's no need.
But like, I just want to see more pins on my map. That's really
I don't have a map pin, but I do. I do have the same goal. Like for me, it's almost like I want to visit all of the Caribbean/South American countries.
Yeah,
that's one piece. I do want to visit every state. I don't know why I want to visit every state. I told you I have. Yeah, I know you don't have a desire to visit some of the Midwestern areas, but for me, I think, and I'll chalk it up to me being a social worker and like in that field, I love to find out how and why people think the way they do. And a lot of that comes from where you are. Yeah. So I want to visit every place so that I can understand people more.
Yeah,
because there's a reason that everyone is the way that they are, and some of this crazy shit that we've been seeing, I'm like, let me just visit your place, like help me understand you.
No desire whatsoever.
But so I want to do that. I do want to visit more. I want to get into, like, I already know what I'm doing next year for Brendan's birthday. We're going to go to Disney because he'll be five.
I think I place a lot of. Like because I think about, like, in 5 years from now, Stokely will be almost 10. So it's like, I will probably feel like a lot of my personal successes will come out of what kind of kid he is at that point. Think so. For me, it will.
I mean, that's fine for you. Yeah. No. So here's the thing. I'm not doing that. The reason that I don't fall into that one is because.
Only until a certain point, though.
I was going to say, because if your child is a creep, is a crappy person at times, and most of the times our kids are crappy people. I mean, like, they inherently have like influences other than us. Yes. So no. Yes. No.
When he gets to a certain age, he'll be like,
by 10, I ain't got time, because you're going to say or do something and I'm going to be like, I don't know who the fuck you are. And right. I ain't getting ready to take that pressure on.
But it is like, I don't really have set goals. I think I want my business to be flourishing at that point. My hope is that I'm not doing certain things that I am doing right now in life.
Sorry, I'm over here counting because in my mind I said like one of the things I want is multiple streams of income, and one of those is, so I'm not at the place where I have multiple streams of income, but I want to have like at least three more streams of income. Mm-hmm. That actually three of my streams of income are coming in the next year. Mm. But that's what I was just sitting there thinking.
I definitely don't have financial anything, because mm-hmm. Luckily by 35, like I've been able to set up our life in a way that by the time we're 40, the only like debt we'll have is our mortgage. Mm-hmm. And you know, we probably won't have anything else, and our retirement account is going to be sitting on a lot of money. And mm-hmm. so I don't really like, I'm not concerned about that. It's more so, I think, just my quality of life. Like, who am I spending time with? What will I be doing? Where will I be? Like, will I be traveling? Will Stokely be a happy kid? Like, mm-hmm. will my marriage be okay? Will I not be doing some things that I'm doing now, possibly doing other things that I should be doing?
Yeah, like basically, are you getting ready to like have your shit together, like fully have your shit together? I know. Like, and I think of the same thing. Like, in terms of career, I'm good. Like, if I did nothing else, even right now, if I never went into like my private or anything that I want to do, I'm still going to be good because I like what I'm doing. I'm enjoying waking up every day and going to work. So everyone's not meant to be an entrepreneur. And I think that's the thing we talked about in the very beginning. Like, everyone's not meant to be like I run my own business. I am not a person who likes to be a boss.
Despite me having my own business, guys, I still have a day job. And it's like that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. So it's like knowing that I never want to get to a place where I'm like fully 100%. I don't see me doing that. I do see me wanting to have like a very robust family life. I do see me wanting to have a good traveling life. I do see me like wanting, like you said, like how you want Stokely to be like happy and like thriving. I want my children to be like thriving and in their element where I'm mm-hmm. just like, I've gotten into this routine. And financially, I'm doing like you, I'm doing pretty damn well considering like where I've come from. I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. I just want to continue on that path. And so
are you excited to be turning 35?
Girl, I'm excited every year that my birthday comes around. Age is not like, I ain't gonna say age ain't nothing but a number, but like I do believe it's a mentality of like, so you're only as young as you feel at some point. So for me, yes, every year. So I've gotten to the place where I don't ask for, like, we're not even doing gifts. I'm at that place where someone recently asked me, like, what do I want for my birthday? And I was like, there's nothing that I'm going to say that's not going to sound cocky as shit. Yeah, and I was like, I buy myself what I want. Yeah, and they're like, and they was like, I mean, I get it. I said, no, I mean, I know that like anything that I want from me, I can buy. And that in and of itself is my own flex because I grew up poor. I grew up not having that.
It's so hard for me to ask, like when people ask what I want for my birthday or Christmas, I'm like, I don't really need anything. Like, so.
I think there's nothing that you're like, okay.
Like for me, so getting older for me is a catch 22, because obviously I don't want to be dead, right? So I think
we all at that place.
But my mom kind of, you know, told me about this a long time ago. Of course, you know, every year that you get older, you get your own mortality becomes more clear to you. And I think that's what I struggle with, because I actually get I will give myself a panic attack if I actually think about like dying. Like mm-hmm. I legit will like give myself a panic attack. And like, so that every year that I get older, that weighs on me, because I'm like, I don't know how much longer this is going.
And you know what? And I will say that is the one thing that I've actively ignored as I've gotten to the place where I am like 35, because I'm like, I'm 35. I look and I'm like, mortality is a part of life. And I'm just like, and my mom is very big on talking about those things. She's like, I'm not going to be around forever. And I'm like, shush. Okay. Hey, stop that.
If you think about it, like if you start looking at your parents, you know, my mom is still relatively young. She's 62. My dad would have been 60 this year, but he passed away at 49. So that scares the shit out of me. You know, the closer I get to that age will start to scare me. But then you start thinking about like, okay, well, how long did the people in your family live? Because if it's in their 70s, that means I'm in the middle. Like,
I'm on
the hill now, and now it's coming.
So that's the reason why, like, if you remember, like, I have aunts that are in their 80s and well in their 80s. Like, I on both sides of my family, I'm like, they also have some that have died young. Like, I know their health conditions, but all of my family is much older than where I, like, I am not even at the halfway point based on their like life, and they're still going, still kicking.
Well, see, my family is very split. Like, my mom's mother, my grandmother, passed away, I think, when she was 50. My dad didn't make it to 50. But then my mom's dad, he passed away in his 80s. My dad's parents are both still alive, and they're in their 80s. So, like, it's kind of like, this could go either way here.
And then, it's like, you know, we'll just see how this goes.
I was legit having this conversation with Richard's grandmother the other day, because she turns 89 this year. Her birthday's in November. She'll be 89. And I was all like, oh, that's so big, because you're gonna be 90 next year. You know, we really got to celebrate it. And she was like, oh, you know, I don't know. Like, that's, you know, it's such a big, you know, thing. And she was like, oh, you know, I'm getting older. I said, well, if Grandma Martha is any indication, that's my husband's great-great-grandmother or his great-grandmother. I was like, you still got a good 13 years left in you, because Grandma Martha passed away at 103.
And that's the thing, when you sit there and you think,
you're like, at 90, you still got 13 years left? Like, that's a long time when you're 90. And so I think...
So that's like, the thing where I sit down and I look at, like, where I am. Like, I can't think of an age where I'm worried. Yeah. I do know that I want to, like, I will say at 40, I want to be at my peak health, because I'm not doing it right now. I can. I can do better. I know I can do better. So I want to be able to, like, be at the weight or, like, maintaining the lifestyle that I want to maintain. I do want to be at a place where it's, where that routine, or figuring out the routine of what I love and being able to do what I love. Because also I realize that if I have a child, by you made me realize, if I have a child, like, when I want to, I will also have had a surgery to fix all the stuff that has already not worked. I am getting ready to be living. I will be in a swim. Where will I be in 40? Naked.
Well, I mean, prayerfully. We talked about this on the last episode. I will have more tattoos. I will be prancing around on somebody's island in a thong bikini because zero fucks given.
Exactly. Like, I promise you, where are you going to be naked?
You know, when you see older people and you're like, why are they wearing that? Or, like, they don't, like, care, like, what they look like. Nope, they sure don't. They're like, they're going to wear what's comfortable. If they want to have their ass out in a thong bikini, if they're going to wear the little whatever they want to wear, they're going to wear it. And they could give two shits about what you think about it, because they decided that's what they want to do with their life.
Because that's where it is.
That's the mentality that I'm rocking.
When 35, what am I manifesting? So what are you manifesting for 35, Sasha?
I mean, my manifestation is always the same. I want to be happy, and I don't want anything in my life that is not serving that purpose. If it is not serving the purpose to bring me joy, and it brings me more stress, then I don't want it. Like, that's always, I mean, that was my word of the year for a couple of years, is purpose. And I think that's really what I try to live in.
That was my word.
Yeah, it's really what I try to live in. Like, if it doesn't serve the purpose of bringing me happiness and joy, I do not want it. It can go kick rocks.
It can go just somewhere, anywhere, but not
here.
And
I look at that, anything. If it's my job, then I will find a different one. If it is my family, my husband, I'll go find a different one. Like, you know, like
at the end of the day, things can go. Like, my peace, I think at the age of 35, my peace is not a negotiable thing. And I think that's what I've, like, manifested in the year of 35, or coming into the year of 35. My peace is non-negotiable. So anything that disturbs my peace, whether it be family, friends, or otherwise, I ain't got to deal with it. I don't care. So what? You don't hang out with family, or you don't do this with, well, I will try, but if it don't work, it ain't going to work. And I'm not getting ready to force it. Like, if it's if that's my job, like you said, if it's my job and it gets to be a place where I'm like, ugh, I just can't. All right, well, you know what? There's another one somewhere. Yeah. Like, yeah. There is another something, but at the end of the day, and still looking at, as we talked about last episode with our self-care, making sure that I'm still doing the work on me, because making sure that I am not the thing that's not serving myself. That's what my year 35 is. Okay. Yes. Making sure that I am remain what to be I able doing? To serve myself.
What am I like, doing?
It ain't me.
Hindering me.
Like, is it me? Am I the drama? Like, I love that. Like, look, that new, the one that's, am I the drama? I don't need to be the drama. If I'm the drama, I need to let myself not be the drama, but also make sure there's no drama around me. So that's what I'm manifesting.
I'm right there with you. So to you, because we won't be having episodes. Happy birthday, bitch.
Hey. Thank you. I promise you, you know, you will be, you know, part of some part of a celebration. I don't know what I don't have nothing planned because, like I said, panorama. I'm going to do a spa day. I'm going to do something for me. I'm going to make myself happy. I wanted to travel, but.
I told my husband I want a birthday the same way that
birthday
party we went to. That's what I want.
So that's what you want? Okay.
I want to be shaking my ass somewhere.
Well, I mean, I'll shake my ass with you by all means. You know I'm always down to shake my ass with you, okay? Well, so that's what we're gonna manifest in 35, shaking our ass to 35 and into 36.
Megan's knees, trying to keep our Megan's knees intact. Yep.
Practice makes perfect.
So we want to thank you all so much for tuning in with us on season 3. We had so many great guests this season. We talked about like really intense topics this season, dived into some real deep issues, but also had a lot of fun this season. Sheree and I made it work. We were real focused at the beginning and we had everything planned out. And then
like we did. We was like on it. We was like, bam, we getting ready to be done with all this by life happened. Nope.
Life happened. But we will be coming back for season 4. So you don't have to worry about that. We will be back in January of 2022. So I know it's going to be a little while, but we will be back for season 4.
Y'all will still hear from us in between.
Yes, you will still hear from us. The show will probably, we won't have as many episodes. We've already decided that.
As we said, things that don't serve us.
Things that don't serve us in 35. It'll be a way shortened season. I think it'll probably actually end up being around 10 episodes. So it'll be about half of what it's been. But we still will be having the same type of conversations that we love having with you guys. We might not have as many guests. We'll see, because folks be not
things that don't serve us. So Sasha, the things that don't serve us, we are not serving the things that don't serve us.
One or two guests that we really like, love, and probably that you've heard from before. And so that's what you can expect for season 4. We had a lot of fun.
We definitely did.
We've always said, Sheree and I have always said, we will keep doing the show until it no longer serves us.
Until it is no longer serving us. Until it's not
it's
fun
still
no
serving
more.
Us right now.
It's still serving something. Y'all are still serving us to serve y'all.
We love hearing from you guys. We love all of the conversations that you guys have on our Instagram, that you share our stories, that you share our voices. It really does mean a lot to us. Recently, this past season, we hit 7,500 downloads. We never thought, ever.
Like, for real. Oh my gosh.
that would
who be... knew about it at the age of 30 that we would have a podcast?
Yeah, I didn't foresee.
Yeah,
that
see.
I will say that's I'm gonna be starting my own podcast coming out on my birthday. My podcast will come out on my birthday. It's gonna be a solo one. It's gonna be completely different from this one, guys. It's gonna be all business.
She got a lot of business stuff.
But we are excited. We're so excited. For season 4, we're so thankful for you guys for sticking around with us these past 3 seasons. We love you guys so much for it. We hope that at some point we can go back to our original plan of actually doing live podcasting events, because that's always been in the swirling slip.
Eventually. Life is going to lead us there.
Yes, we will get there at some point. So make sure that you still subscribe, rate, follow us, so that way you find out when season 4 comes out. Make sure that you're following us on Instagram, because we'll still be having conversations over on Instagram at Swirling Slip Podcast. You can always join the Patreon if you want to support the show and support our awesome podcast editor, Rajesh, who we love so much. He's been doing this for free, guys.
Free 90s. three seasons.
So we love Rajesh. We thank him so much. He's been, y'all, I don't know if y'all noticed this season, but we've been getting sound effects and some music and some memes in here. So he's been doing a lot this season, and we love him for it so much.
He's been holding it down.
He's been holding us down. So if you want to help support him and support the show, you can do so on patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. And until January, we will have our
wine glasses
ready for season 4.
Bye.
Bye, guys.